Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free to bring up whatever you want to discuss. The toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us anytime you want online over at freetalklive.com. And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Derek J.
And Derek and I, freshly back from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I guess now it's been more than 24 hours since we've been back. But
yeah,
but it's been great. It really was a wonderful week. I heard you recounting some of your week last night on the Freedom Fiends as I was sort of in studio lurking. Listening into the program you host, Freedom Fiends. It's another nationally syndicated talk radio program with a pro-freedom viewpoint on late Sunday, early Monday.
Yeah.
Early Monday morning, overnight.
And I was talking about how much Porkfest was like heaven on earth, a week that I cannot miss for
it's
anything.
It's wonderful. It really is. And you had the added benefit of having somebody that you would just found absolutely wonderful that you met there.
Yes, I was swept off my feet this Porkfest.
That's so cool. And it was you were describing it as very unexpected, as I suppose all of those meetings, those chance meetings with somebody who you really gel with on an attractive kind of basis, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Very cool. So a big win for you at Porkfest. And I think, you know, if you go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and you don't have a good time, it's probably your fault.
There's too much to do that's so much fun. All these overlapping events. I mean, I didn't make it to half of what I expected to.
I never even expect to go to the actual events anymore. It seems like those are for the new people who, you know,
who don't know. Yeah, right. It's a good way to start meeting people. But for me, I mean, I was meeting people and reconnecting with others throughout the entire week. So it's not to say, you know, because I missed the events that I wasn't having any fun. Far from it.
Oh, yeah.
I was packing it all in. Barely slept the entire week. Was having so much fun.
I got to say, I did get enough sleep. I wasn't strung out. There was one Porkfest, I think, 2 years ago where I came back and I was so tired. I probably shouldn't have been driving.
Ah.
That wasn't good.
Yeah.
This year, it definitely did better. I wasn't absolutely wiped afterwards. Like, sometimes I'll come back from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which, for those that don't know, is a yearly camping festival thrown in the North White Mountains of New Hampshire by the Free State Project to kind of show off what it's like to live around a community of people, but a community of people who love freedom for a week. And, a lot of times I'll come back and there's a social event that we have called Social Sundays here. And I've missed that before just because I've been so exhausted that I've just passed out. But yesterday I actually was doing good and stayed up late just like I normally would. And it was good.
Same.
I feel like it was a good week. Just a nice, for me, it's like a working vacation. I guess to you, it's similar because you host a few different radio shows while you're there. And so, you know, you're kind of on and then off and then on again. And it's just a different week. Everything's at a different pace than it normally is. If you want to go from one point of the campsite to another one, you've got to set aside an hour just because you're going to likely encounter people that want to just kind of pull you aside and talk. And
That's going to happen. Sure. If you're going even just to grab a bite to eat, you might encounter several people who hold you up on your way. No, it's all voluntary, of course.
Sure. I could always just, you know, power through. If I really need to get somewhere, that's certainly possible. But, you know, if you've got a list of three things to do, three really simple things to do at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, sometimes I won't even get through all three of them in one day. Even though I've got the full to accomplish these basic tasks, sometimes I'll find myself at the end of the day having not done what I had hoped that I would set out to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's usually various reasons. I got distracted by A, B, or C, or, you know, the internet wasn't working where I was, and so it's always interesting.
And I got to say, this was the final year for Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. And
she went out on top.
It was a terrific finale. She sure did. Always manages to top herself, and did that again this year.
It was interesting.
The highlight of my week.
I know Buzz was concerned about the theft of the stripper pole.
She thought that was going to have an impact, and it may have, but it didn't seem to during
the
party. I saw
her recap she posted on her Facebook page today. She felt that it was actually a better party because it didn't have it. There was more room for people to dance and to socialize or whatever. And
I found the stripper pole to be intimidating in past years. I just stayed away from it.
I wasn't interested in it personally. I mean, you know, it's fun to watch people, but...
Yeah, I enjoy those who are courageous, more courageous than I am, who have some skills on the pole, but I just stayed away.
Yeah, I have no skills.
It's a lot of pressure, too, because there are cameras there at Buzz's party.
Lots
There's cameras everywhere at Porkfest. But especially if you're doing something showy, like dancing on a pole, that's going to end up on the internet.
Yeah, it was my first Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. I got up on one of the boxes and started dancing there.
This was the first time
you
did that?
No, I've done that year after year. But at the first one, people tipped me.
Whoa, were they putting bills in your costume?
Yeah, I got bills, and I had this one lady walk up and give me an ounce of silver.
All right.
Like, I walked out of there with $35 worth of tips at the end of the thing. Unfortunately, it didn't happen any year after that. But I still enjoy doing that. I can do that. Like, I don't feel like I need any real talent to get up on a box and dance. You just have to have the willingness to do it. And it was cool because she actually changed her Ms. Porcupole award to the best box dancer. I forget what she called it, but something
Ms. Hotbox.
Ms. Hotbox, yeah. And I forget who won, but man, it was great. It was a great contest. It was a great party, and really, it peaked the event, I think, because after Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, the whole event just seemed to wind down, even over the next whole day.
It's weird, because it was such an intense, fun event, it seemed like nothing after that could really be better than that. I mean, it was so good. Yeah, everything after that, even though the music and dancing, the fire, burning a wooden porcupine, everything that happened after that, there was a lot going on Saturday, but it did seem to decrescendo.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, we could continue to reflect on this amazing event. There's actually, I'm surprised that there isn't more media coverage about it.
Yeah.
I've been looking and looking over the last few days. I know CNN was there last week to shoot a piece, but I don't think that's come out yet.
Well, I would expect to see some news articles. I remember even during the winter version of this festival, the Liberty Forum, there are articles being published almost daily while it's happening, and that didn't occurred this time.
It didn't. There was an article from the Union Leader, which is the big newspaper in New Hampshire, prior to Porkfest. There was one in the middle of the week at Porkfest, and there has not been one wrap it up.
It's pretty quiet.
There's an article by Julie Borowski, who is one of the speakers this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. She's a YouTube video person, and there's also Jacob Hornberger from the Future of Freedom Foundation. I put up a quick little article at freekeen.com that links to all three of those, but man, I've been looking, and maybe everybody's just still kind of recovering, and they haven't had a chance to write what they're going to write yet.
Why do you think, so one of the Union Leader articles described this Porkfest as particularly mellow or low key. Well, you know, why do you think it was described that way? Why? Was this a more low key Porkfest than ones you've experienced in the past?
I don't think so. I mean, there were fewer people there, but only by a couple hundred.
Oh, really? There were fewer than last year?
Yes, there were about 200 fewer attendees this year.
Wow. To what do you think that's attributed?
I don't know. It was down from 1,500 to 1,300. I suspect it was the price, because they did raise the price by not quite 50%. It used to be, I think it was $70.
Wow, that's a substantial increase.
Yeah. I think it was $70 for a ticket last year, and then $100, like full price.
Early bird was still very reasonable.
Well, it's always cheaper to get early bird tickets. But, I mean, way, way back, it was way cheaper to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I see. All right.
So maybe they need
a little bit of price discovery happening there.
Yeah, maybe they need to find the right balance between price and attendance. And, you know, it could have just been an off year. I mean, for instance, Keenvention's second year was actually slightly less turnout than the first year.
Yeah.
And
I'll bet the Edward Snowden revelations had something to do with the popularity of Porkfest maybe in 2013, when more people are keyed into the freedom issues.
Could
it doesn't seem like there's a big freedom event going on this year.
Yeah, I guess next year is the election. So
right,
maybe
so that
more
would be more popular. Yeah, I would think so.
Well, if that's as good a speculation as any, I mean, it's really hard to say. You know, you'd have to actually interview people to get their reasons.
Like an exit poll.
Yeah, why didn't you go, you know, talk to the people from last year and ask them why they didn't come back. A lot of people don't come year after year because it's expensive, right?
Right.
Like, it's not a cheap thing.
Traveling,
To drive or to fly across the country, and then if you're flying, you've got to buy all your camping equipment or you're renting a hotel room. It's an investment. And anyway, we'll come back with more here. 855 453. There's an update from Greece and more on the way. Free Talk Live.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
All loans subject to one debt score must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here toll-free. Our number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And want to inform you about ExpressCoin. That is where you can go to get Bitcoin. Now might be a good time for it. Now, of course, anything can happen. You know, the price of Bitcoin. The hell was that? I'm going to mute that because I don't know what that was. Anyway, the price of Bitcoin. Oh, I bet I know what that was. I've got one of those Bitcoin map websites where it shows the little coins.
Yeah, Bitcoin Tone.
It's called... this one's called Fly... FiatLeak. FiatLeak.com.
Yeah, I'm familiar. And it makes a sound and based on where Bitcoin is going around the world. So if someone in China is exchanging fiat for Bitcoin, you can see the Bitcoin move into China.
Oh, okay. I just saw. I was looking at the page here, and it says it will play a sound when the rate is 20 Bitcoin per second, meaning that there's 20 Bitcoins being bought, I guess, in that second around the world.
That's quite a lot.
Well, anyway, it's a cool little map that shows you where in the world the Bitcoins are going to at any given moment in time. And it's kind of a cool visual representation of what's happening in the Bitcoin universe. I'm not sure how accurate it is because right now it's only showing Bitcoins going to China and the U.S., which doesn't make any sense. You would think there'd be other Bitcoins going elsewhere around the world. But again, I don't know what they're tracking.
Yeah, but that's at any given second. So, you know, right. you'll see it change throughout the day.
I want to see them going to Greece. That's what I'm looking for here. So, anyway, I was going to tell you how to get Bitcoin because it might be a good time for it. Now, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen in the next hour. Bitcoin's price may go down. You know, you might wake up tomorrow morning and it might be down. You don't know. But one thing's for sure, during the Cyprus situation where the government went in and gave a haircut, as they called it, to every single bank account in the country, there was a big spike in the price of Bitcoin when that was happening. And right now, with this financial calamity hitting Greece, the price of Bitcoin has been going up again. Well, will it keep going up, and for how long will it continue to go up? I don't know the answers to those questions, but either way, you might want to consider getting some Bitcoin, and you can do that over at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and ExpressCoin can also help you get other cryptocurrencies like Dogecoin and Litecoin, and you can do it from the U.S. or Canada. They've got an app that you can download if you'd like, or you can just use their website, ExpressCoin.com, money order or check. That's how you send your cash in and turn it into Bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet. So once again, ExpressCoin.com. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, maybe you want to give us your Porkfest recap, you're certainly welcome to talk about that. It's an amazing event that no one who loves liberty should miss. At least, you know, you got to go at least once in your life to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think. And preferably, you should come to New Hampshire and live here 52 weeks a year rather than just that one. But Porkfest is a good little taste of that. So there's other stuff to talk about here tonight besides our Porkfest reflections. And Derek J., you and I both had a similar story, and I'll let you share it. It's about the gay marriage ruling, which apparently the Supreme Court – this was something that happened during Porkfest. I feel so disconnected from the world. But one of the few headlines I did hear about while I was at Porkfest was the Supreme Court ruled in favor of gay marriage, which essentially legalizes it around the United States.
Right? And to me, this was like – yawn. I don't care.
As a gay man.
As a gay man who follows politics, I did not care about this ruling. It was not a big deal to me. Because I don't wait for permission from men in faraway lands to, you know, allow me to get married. Like, I expect to get married sometime in my life. But I never really have been confronted with any of the difficulties about marriage. Like, they say there are certain rights and tax benefits to being married. You can share health care. So I guess that's a big deal, but it's never been an issue for me. So I don't see why this is relevant to my life. I know a lot of gay people are celebrating this as a victory. They're very happy about it. But for me, where it actually does intersect with my life is right here. According to BearingArms.com, the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage mandates nationwide concealed carry reciprocity. It actually has implications for your gun freedoms. So this story from Bob Owens, he writes, if you're following any of the various media outlets this morning, you're probably aware of that the U.S. Supreme Court has just extended gay marriage to all 50 states. And then he has a link of a reference to it that the Supreme Court ruled Friday all same-sex couples have the right to marry nationwide, an historic decision that invalidates gay marriage bans in more than a dozen states. Gay and lesbian couples already can marry in 36 states and the District of Columbia, and the court's ruling on Friday means that in the remaining 14 states in the South and Midwest, they'll have to stop enforcing their bans on same-sex marriage. The outcome is the culmination of 2 decades of Supreme Court litigation over marriage and gay rights generally. And you can read the whole ruling, but it all comes down to one important paragraph. The 14th Amendment, this is a quote from the Supreme Court's decision.
Okay.
They write, the 14th Amendment requires a state to license marriage between two people of the same sex. The fundamental liberties protected by the 14th Amendment's due process clause extend to certain personal choices central to individual dignity and autonomy. See how this is intersecting with gun freedoms? Including intimate choices defining personal identity and beliefs. So you could construe this to mean same-sex marriage or somebody's right to self-defense, to defend themselves, to conceal carry a firearm. If these rights exist in 36 different states and not the 14, you would think that this Supreme Court ruling now makes it so that those bans or those may-issue states have become shall-issue states. You see what I'm saying?
Can you read the paragraph again for me?
Yeah, so the fundamental liberties protected by the 14th Amendment's due process clause extend to certain personal choices central to individual dignity and autonomy. So that's, I think, the most important clause of the paragraph. The court used Section 1 of the 14th Amendment to justify its arguments, and this is, for those who aren't familiar with the 14th Amendment, this is what it says. And
yeah, thank you. I was going to ask about that.
All persons born or naturalized in the U.S. and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. Now, you and I, Ian, may disagree with this definition.
Yeah, I don't like being a citizen. I don't want their protection.
But this is what it reads. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. And so this to me is saying that if I have a concealed carry license in the state of New Hampshire.
Which you don't.
Which I don't, but if I did, and hopefully I soon will.
They're trying to stop you from getting one. You're going to the Supreme Court to attempt to overturn a judge's decision against you.
That's right. Yeah, it's a ridiculous decision. But if I did have that concealed carry license in New Hampshire, and I wanted to go visit family in New Jersey, let's say, then my concealed carry license would be reciprocal, despite New Jersey currently saying it's not.
And that's your interpretation of what the Supreme Court said.
I'm not a lawyer, but that is my interpretation. I say I now have that freedom.
How do you put that to the test?
You do it.
Who will do this? 855, 450 free.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, we'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. You just dial on in toll free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Derek J.
Derek J's got himself a website. It's thederekj.com. Derek, yeah. What will our listeners find on your website?
Well, you've heard a lot of fun about Porkfest. Now you can see it for yourself. All of my videos will be uploaded tonight. I'll be uploading videos. I'm doing that right now.
How many videos did you record at Porkfest?
About 3 hours worth of videos. So there's lots to watch that's going up on YouTube tonight.
Wow.
If you missed Porkfest, you can live vicariously through my camera at thederekj.com.
Cool. So give me an example of one thing you captured with your camera at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
There was a weird bill stamping machine. I don't know if you saw this, but it was like a Rube Goldberg machine where there's lots of ridiculous, pointless steps that make a... There's a politician who yells at you and all sorts of fun things. There's also a voting machine that was very unique and a vending machine that accepted Bitcoin and dispensed bullets and silver.
And pregnancy tests, and apparently there was like a marijuana drug test in there.
Yes, there was.
Kinds of weird stuff.
Yes, there was.
That thing is the coolest machine.
Yeah, you could even put in dollar bills and get your change in Bitcoin. It was very unique. And
so effectively, it was a Bitcoin vending machine. So if you put in, or you could put in...
$50, buy a $1 item, get $49 in
Bitcoin.
Worth
of Bitcoin back. Yeah, exactly.
It was very cool.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. More on this, these allegations from gun rights advocates. And I like what you're saying here, Derek J., and I hope your legal interpretation is correct, that this recent Supreme Court ruling for gay marriage is also a Supreme Court ruling by either accident or whatever in favor of gun rights. And gun licensing being essentially an existing gun license being reciprocated by all 50 states, which currently is not the case.
Yeah.
Each state seems to currently decide which other states they will they'll recognize the gun permits. So I've actually got a response article from somebody on the left who you know, has got something to say about this. We'll check in with that here in a moment. Your calls are first, though. 855-453 is our number. Ron is in North Carolina listening to Talk Radio 850 in Durham. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, fellas. Hopefully my stupid phone here is working good enough. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. It's all right. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, just listening to you guys talk about that Port Fest all last week and, you know, living vicariously. I'm going to check out that video and stuff for sure. And I'm definitely going to plan to make it up there next year. Try to tie in with a couple days of Laconia and then carry it over.
I was curious. You called last week, right, to say you're going to go to Bike Week out in Laconia, which is a huge event.
Woo!
And I think it's usually like the week before.
Yeah, and I was just curious. For that $100, what do you get? Is that, does that give you the camping pass, or does that just give you?
No, you'd have to pay to camp on top of that. So the $100 is the ticket into the Porcupine Freedom Festival for all 7 days. So you know, per day, it doesn't break down to very much.
Right, right. And I didn't know if it included the the camping and whatnot as well.
But, no, I think camping is like $35 a night, but it's been a while since I've been camping, so I don't honestly know the price.
Okay, all right. Also, do you plan on doing any advertising? I was kind of surprised to hear you say that the attendance was down this year.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had promoted it on Free Talk Live, and there were a number of Free Talk Live listeners who were in attendance. It's just not everything can grow every single year. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
sure.
think the fact that there weren't 200 people there this year, I mean, it went down from 1,500 to 1,300. That's still a very large event, and
yep.
it's still a successful event, no doubt about it.
Yeah, with the election going to be heating up, I wonder if any of the potential presidential candidates would have the balls to show up there. And
oh, I don't expect you would see any anybody besides Vermin Supreme and Mary, and maybe Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, actually,
yeah.
I think on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
So I guess the answer is some would, but not the ones who have any chance of actually winning.
Let's get Donald Trump there.
Let's see, have a good
cool.
time.
I mean, something to get a little bit of national publicity or something. You know what I mean? Hell, it sounds like it's an awesome thing, and I really support your guys' cause. And, you know, I would just like to see it grow into, you know, Woodstock
Me
once
too.
A year or something.
Ron, thanks for your call. We'll see you next year at Porkfest. Appreciate hearing from
All
you
right.
tonight.
Wouldn't it be great to see Rick Santorum at the Big Gay Dance Party?
That would be pretty hilarious, although it would he'd probably have to be wearing a mask or something like that. It's your theory that Rick Santorum, who is a former presidential candidate,
is gay.
Is a gay man.
Yes. And
you know this because you
are a gay
man. He
travels with a lover. Yes. And I know, you know,
you know the
signs. Telepathy, we know each other. There's, you know, an invisible gaydar. That happens.
Now, this Santorum guy,
we were in the same room,
would never admit to something like this, but you got a vibe from his
well, I
staffer.
Saw his lover, yeah, one of his staffers or whatever he was.
His
he didn't
company.
Seem to be doing any work.
Yeah,
he was traveling with him during the 2012 election.
Literally in the same car, right? Like was getting in the back of the cruiser or whatever they were driving. Not cruiser, but you know SUV thing.
And his wife was not with him.
Very suspicious.
Anyway, just throwing a rumor out there.
Isn't he in the video? You can see him briefly in the video where we confront Santorum and Keene, and
yes.
we yell at
the
Santorum.
Lover that I'm referencing is in the video where you ask Santorum if he has ever Googled himself.
Right.
Outside of the Keene library here.
Great video. You should go and see that. If you enjoy a good, fun, political, sort of political ambush video, that is one of the better ones. The Santorum, have you Googled yourself video?
Yeah.
So, our toll-free number tonight, you can join us here on the radio waves, 855-453 is the number. Here is a response, Derek, to the article that you read. Now, there are a bunch of stories that are sort of the same ilk that you read? You just selected one from, what was it, defend yourself.
BearingArms.com.
There's a bunch of these things. You go out there, and usually they're kind of put out there in this attitude of, here's one of the headlines from BizPack Review. Gun rights groups find a side to gay marriage ruling that will make liberal heads explode.
Ah!
And it's like, screw you liberals, is usually the attitude of the articles here.
Right.
Whereas, of course, you are a gay guy, and you support gun rights, so if these interpretations are correct, it's kind of win-win for you.
Yeah, that would make conservatives' heads explode.
Yeah, exactly. So now here's a different story from MediaMatters.org. This is more of a lefty organization.
Yeah.
Headline here, conservative media argues same-sex marriage ruling creates constitutional right to carry a gun in public.
Good. Can't we both win? Can't we all just celebrate this as a victory, both the gays and the gun rights people?
Conservative media used the Supreme Court decision affirming that marriage is a fundamental right of all Americans to argue that the Constitution also requires states to recognize concealed carry permits issued by other states. But the Supreme Court has never held that carrying a gun in public is a fundamental right. On June 26th, the Supreme Court issued a decision in Oberger...
Wait, what? The Supreme Court has never
Of Media Matters.
Carrying a gun in public is a right?
The claim from Media Matters is that the Supreme Court has never held that carrying a gun in public is a fundamental right.
Huh.
I don't know if that's a true interpretation either, right? This is just one side versus the other side.
So you have the right to bear arms, but not in public, is what there is.
Well, right, and you would expect there have been laws and prohibitions on guns that have been challenged previously.
They'll get to a
reference here in a moment.
All right.
On June 26th, the Supreme Court issued a decision in Obergefell versus Hodges, holding that the 14th Amendment requires that states issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Conservative media and the NRA quickly seized on the decision to draw a parallel with concealed carry reciprocity, a top federal priority of the NRA. Reciprocity legislation, also known as federally mandated concealed carry, would force states to recognize permits to carry concealed guns issued by other states, regardless of what the issuing state standards are for issuing permits. Because, as you know, it's much easier to get a concealed carry permit in a place like New Hampshire than it is in, say, Florida or New York. Well, theoretically, you were denied in New Hampshire, but generally it's much easier in New Hampshire. I mean, I looked at the Florida process, and there's like a huge stack of papers and all kinds of ridiculous requirements. In New Hampshire, you just fill out one form. Now, whether it's approved or not is another question. But we'll get into that here in a moment. And what are the lefties saying in response? I'll share it coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE. Look, I'm no attorney. But one thing I know about attorneys is they disagree on things. And so I suspect there are a number of attorneys out there with different opinions about exactly what the Supreme Court ruling means when it comes to the claim that, well, this gay marriage ruling that ensures that gay marriage is going to be spread throughout all 50 states somehow is also going to mean that reciprocity on gun permits will be recognized in all 50 states.
Isn't the point of a Supreme Court ruling to establish more clarity surrounding the law?
Well, I guess in theory, but it's only for a moment, and then everybody else starts to speculate about what the decision really means.
Hmm.
And only time will tell, and multiple more other Supreme Court cases will tell before you can really narrow down what happens. And then, of course, what we see frequently is the courts will decide something, but then the police will ignore it anyway. So, like, you know, your right to record the police seems pretty firmly established, but yet police will still continue to harass and threaten and arrest people for using video cameras. So even when the Supreme Court or high-level courts say things, frequently it doesn't really have an effect on the way things happen on the ground level of government administration. So there is that. Share your thoughts with us, though, tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Before we go on, though, I want to talk a little bit about Peacekeeper. Derek J., you're a big fan of the Peacekeeper app.
Yes.
I like the concept. I really wanted to like the Peacekeeper app, but there were just a few bugs that were killers for me.
Yeah.
And fortunately, the people who are behind Peacekeeper have acknowledged those problems, and they have a plan to squash those bugs. They want to release Peacekeeper 2.0. But what is Peacekeeper, Derek J.? How would you describe the concept to a new listener?
To me, I would say Peacekeeper is an app that allows you to connect with others in your area to respond to emergencies quickly and independently. So you can have it set up so that it notifies the proper authorities, but you could also notify your friends and neighbors so that they respond in the event of a fire, an abduction, an intruder, or some medical emergency.
And they might be able to respond quicker than the government agents could because they're closer to you.
Yeah, and they have a more of an incentive to respond in a way that is in your best interest.
Like they're probably not going to shoot your kid or your dog or something like that.
Yeah.
On the response. So it's a cool idea, and it's an idea that's time has come. They're looking to fundraise through an Indiegogo campaign for Peacekeeper 2.0. They're going to fix the issues with the first version of the software, add some cool new features like GPS positioning and more. You can go to pk.freetalklive.com. That's PK, like Peacekeeper, pk.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to their Indiegogo fundraiser where you can get signed up and, you know, fund them and get some perks as well. I'm looking forward to the new Peacekeeper 2.0. You can help make it happen and help revolutionize what protection means by contributing now at pk.freetalklive.com. So, Derek J., we kind of started out tonight where you shared a story from a gun rights website,
yeah,
suggesting that this new gay marriage ruling from the Supreme Court has a sort of an unintended consequence in favor of gun rights. The idea being that, well, now, you know, if all states have to recognize a gay marriage license or hand out gay marriage licenses, then therefore all states should also have to recognize. I'm making a very shortened version
of the
argument.
Due process clause. The Supreme Court said that because of the due process clause in the 14th Amendment, states that recognize same-sex marriage, those licenses still carry over. When a couple moves from a place where their marriage is recognized to a place where it isn't, the state's ban on their marriage is invalid. And so that's what the gun rights people are saying is the same case.
Hold on,
for their concealed carry license.
I guess I'm unclear on what happened with the Supreme Court thing. Again, I was at Porchfest all week. I didn't pay close attention.
Yeah, so there are 36...
Just to clarify, are you saying that the states that don't have gay marriage will still not be issuing gay marriage licenses? They'll just have to respect the gay marriage of the people who got a license from a state that does issue it, or that now all 50 states will have to issue gay marriage licenses?
It's my understanding that they'll have to respect the licenses from other states, not that they'll have to issue them per se. I could be incorrect about that, but from my reading of the due process clause, they're saying, look, if you're from a state like New York, for example, where same-sex marriage is legal, and you move to a state where it isn't, one of the 14 states where it isn't legal, your marriage is still valid.
If you have paid close attention to this and you'd like to clarify, I mean, because that makes sense to me, but then again, it's all a crazy status situation. It would also sort of make sense, too, that this decision would force states to have to accept or to issue these marriage licenses. So share with us what your interpretation is here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. I want to read some more from the lefty response to all these claims, that this is somehow going to expand gun rights. Here's a story from MediaMatters.org. They sort of summarized what has happened with the gay marriage thing, and then now they're pointing out that conservative media and the NRA is claiming that this is expanding the ability to concealed carry into basically a federal mandate. Reciprocity legislation, they say, has been introduced in both chambers of the Congress, but conservative media and the NRA view this Supreme Court case as an opportunity to argue that the Constitution extends at least some right to reciprocal permit recognition regardless of whether Congress acts. The problem with that argument, however, claims Media Matters, is that the 2008 landmark Supreme Court case, District of Columbia versus Heller, limited the scope of the Second Amendment right to gun possession to people's homes.
Limited the scope? I mean, I'm not so sure. U.S. versus Heller was a pretty landmark decision in that the people of the District of Columbia were... They received a new freedom. They formerly had to have their guns, like, taken apart, had to be in pieces in your home. You weren't even allowed to own an assembled gun. And now the District of Columbia versus Heller made it clear that, yeah, you can have a gun assembled in your home to defend yourself. So why would it say, yeah, just because they specify in your home to defend yourself, well, why wouldn't you be able to carry it out on the street to defend yourself, especially if you have a permit to do that in one of the 36 states where it's legal?
Well, if the court doesn't address something, that doesn't mean that your interpretation's wrong of what they would say if they were to address it. Mm. But if all they said was you only have the right to keep it in your home, that doesn't mean you don't have the right to keep it outside of the home. It just means it has to be challenged.
Well, yeah, and it has to be challenged and made more clear.
Despite this, they say, on the June 26th broadcast of the NRA's news show, Cam and Company, host Cam Edwards made the argument that the marriage ruling, quote, might present an additional argument to make at the legal level for extending reciprocity nationwide, saying further, since we're talking about licenses, a lot of gun owners are wondering, okay, could this have an impact on the debate, for instance, over right to carry reciprocity? Unquote. Prominent gun blogger Bob Owens went further, mm-hmm. arguing that as a consequence of Obergefell, all other states and the District of Columbia must honor his North Carolina concealed permit or violate his constitutional rights under the 14th and 2nd Amendment.
Yeah.
Breitbart.com's AWR Hawkins made a similar claim, writing, quote, there seems no way to avoid the implication that a state ought to have to recognize a concealed carry license from another state, just as states are now required to recognize same-sex marriage licenses from other states.
You know what, though? I don't want to have to see a person test this, because it means they're going to have to spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees fighting it. And if it reaches the Supreme Court level again, we're talking millions of dollars just protecting some right that should already be respected. To me, just don't tell the police that you've got a concealed carry, you've got a gun on you. If it's none of their business, if they don't have to know, if you're not being detained, just walk away.
It's probably not going to be easy to fight a legal battle from inside a jail cell in New Jersey either.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Get out of there if you can. And I mean, but really, if you're concealed carrying, police and nobody else should know that you're carrying. I mean, no one should even know about it. So what does this even matter? I mean, I guess it's going to come down to if police
it matters because
search
often,
you.
And, well, right. It happens often enough where, you know, in a place like New York City, where they have stop and frisk.
Right. And they have X-ray scanners that they can see through people, see if they're carrying weapons on the sidewalks.
Where the hell's that?
In New York City.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the
how long has that been around?
The cop cars have, like, X-ray scanners that they can see if there's
run out of V for Vendetta.
See if there's
huh?
guns. Yeah,
that's scary. How long has that been going on?
A couple years.
So here's the big claim from Media Matters, Derek. The underlying claimed right that is essential to reciprocity, that is, the carrying of a concealed gun in public, doesn't exist, they say. In 2008, the Supreme Court struck down Washington, D.C.'s ban on keeping a handgun in the home in the case District of Columbia versus Heller. The holding from that case, however, only says that the Second Amendment encompasses the right to own a gun for use in lawful self-defense in the home. So how will this all shake out? I don't know. I'm not saying I take the side of Media Matters here. I just thought it was important to read the other side of the story. What are the lefties saying in response to the gun rights community's claims on this? And what will ultimately the Supreme Court have to say about it? Because like you're saying, Derek J., someone's going to have to challenge this. They really want to find out that it's true. 855-453 is our toll-free number. Update on Greece coming up.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
What are you doing?
Looking for the best hotel value in America.
That's easy. It's America's Best Value Inn.
Really?
Sure. They have over 1,000 hotels across North America.
Okay, that's good.
They offer free Wi-Fi, continental breakfast, and HBO at most locations.
That's even better.
And when you join their free value club, you get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
You're right. America's Best Value Inn is the best hotel value in America.
Book a room today at abvi.com.
Done.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.